This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my governor, as well as the governor in Oregon, Washington, Colorado, have kind of united to work to expand telehealth and telemedicine. And as you guys know, I've been doing telemedicine for a while now. I love it. I love doing telemedicine. But I'm seeing that some of you guys are kind of doing it wrong. And I figured I'd kind of clue you in. A lot of gains, a lot of benefits from doing telemedicine, but some of you guys are making some very key, critical mistakes. And I think as we allow the explosion of telemedicine to continue, we start to kind of educate people on what they need to do so they don't get themselves stuck. So, for an example, all right, I had a patient who was having something that was kind of chronic, and they had been just calling telemedicine, you know, multiple times. And most telemedicine companies will give a refill of a medication, but they max out after maybe two or three in a 12-month period. So if a physician on these telemedicine platforms go against the guidelines, they are putting the company at risk, they're putting the patient at risk, they're putting their license at risk. So, you know, doctors are supposed to follow these guidelines that have been very well thought of and created and choreographed. So when I came across a patient who really was overdue for seeing a provider, right, getting their medications, etc., they said, I can't go to my primary care doctor. They already kicked me out of their practice. I'm like, well, what did you do? You know, was it a bill? Was it? Nope. Because I went to telemedicine, because I started using another primary, because I started using another provider, it's been a year since I've seen my other provider, and they kicked me out. Now, many practices, a lot of times they just see you once a year, you know, maybe for birth control or for a physical. So it's really unlikely that if you've been gone one whole year, you're kicked out of the practice. Many practices, they kind of have a two-year rule, you know? But one thing that I think a lot of people aren't realizing is medicine is an art. And so when you have a primary care doctor, that primary care doctor is going to be the first one sued. That primary care doctor is the captain of your ship. And managing diabetes is an art. Managing blood pressure is an art. So when I had, let's say, a brand new diabetic, I saw you every week until your sugar started to normalize. Then we went to 2 weeks, 4 weeks. Then we went to 3 months, and then 6 months. When I got you good, I would see you every 3 to 6 months. Comfortable with that. Well, if a lot of patients haven't gotten to that, shall we say, that that choreography or that, you know, that sort of relationship with their doctor and in control with their medical issue. And these doctors hear that somebody else over the phone is kind of interjecting and throwing things in without the follow-up of blood work or without the follow-up or without, you know, a at least in-person discussion. You have many providers out there going, oh, no, I'm not going to mess with this. And I've had providers say they can't stand it when their patients go on the phone and get phone care and the doctor, quote-unquote, misdiagnoses or messes something up. Now, we have very, very good providers on telemedicine, but I get how the primary care providers are because, you know, you're kind of, you know, messing up your soup. Somebody else is throwing something in to the recipe. And they're doing it from a very filtered, non-comprehensive view. Now, whenever you do use telemedicine, all right, that note, that medical record is supposed to get sent to a primary, assuming you give the telemedicine company your primary care doctor. If you don't, then that primary care doctor has absolutely no idea what another doctor did to you. Unless they get records from, let's say, maybe the pharmacist, you know, and they kind of reconcile what medicines you're on. But we're seeing a growing frustration with the brick and mortar physicians, and I would be too. If I was still a brick and mortar physician, I'd be kind of frustrated that there's somebody else kind of jumping in and saying, okay, yeah, I'll treat it. In fact, guidelines have had to keep evolving. In fact, many telemedicine companies won't allow pediatric ear infections being diagnosed over the phone because the ear, nose, and throat doctor's like, well, wait a second here. Did he really have 4 ear infections in a 6-month period, or was it just some ear pain because some water got in there, maybe some wax swelled? So, you know, if you are about to lose a primary care provider for using telehealth, I want you guys to kind of think things through a little bit, right? What I would recommend you do is if you do have a primary care provider, hold on to them like they're gold. Then discuss the primary care doctor about after-hour calls, or because that's what telemedicine is used for. People are calling at 10 at night. People are calling in the middle of the night. People are calling on Saturday, Sunday, and they get a medical provider. Let them know and ask if they have any issue with that. And if you are forced to do that over the phone or whatever, what do they want in terms of follow-up? Because you don't want to lose them as their primary care provider. Assure your primary care provider that you don't want to lose them. Because a lot of primary care providers, they only have X amount of spots. So if they think you're not really going to commit to that relationship or to that care or to that, you know, care protocol, they'll be like, fine, do that and I'll take somebody new. So you want to make sure that there's that, you know, symbiosis. And then you also don't want to be up a creek where you haven't seen a doctor now for a year or two and now you need to go in and see one. And they're not around. So you want to, one, maintain that relationship. Number two is, I see a lot of people, long-term, they start to have, let's say, a diverticulitis or an appendicitis or something like that. We can't direct admit. And so now they have to go through an ER. And they're like, but I don't want to go through an ER, you know? You know what I have. I know what I have. Go ahead and admit me. I am having another flare-up of whatever. We can't do that. So short-term telemedicine is fantastic because for people having issues and they can't get a hold of their medical provider, the medical provider is closed, you know your insurance company's telemedicine company, make sure you kind of have it on your speed dial. I think it is a fantastic, fantastic service. But for the love of the Lord, do not stop going for physicals to your regular doctor. Do not stop being in touch with your regular doctor, because if you do have anything chronic, you could be up a creek if, you know, telemedicine says go back to your doctor or go to an urgent care ER. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are back on the Dr. Adalia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-ADALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Adalia and on Facebook, The Dr. Adalia Show. So, you know, we've talked about MRIs on the show a lot because MRIs are one of the fanciest tests. When I was in training, MRIs were kind of the state of the art with how to determine what was going on in a body. You know, we had learned about ultrasound. We had learned about, you know, CT scans. And MRI technology was able to get so much in terms of vivid pictures. And we could pick up tumors and strokes and disc herniations. But the technology was still archaic, even for what it was able to do back then. And we see an evolution of this technology, and we're also seeing a collaboration with Facebook. So my next guest, two guests, really, really cool, is Dr. Michael Recht from NYU Langone Medical Center and Nafisa Yakubova, who works with Facebook AI. Thank you guys for joining us. We really, really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, Dr. Rex. How are you? How are you? Good. And hi, Nafisa. So, tell us, first, what is NYU Langone Health, doing in terms of, their, MRI research?
So what we're doing is we're trying to accelerate MR so that it's a better patient experience, as well as be able to use MRs in more situations than we currently are able to because of the cost and the length of the MR exams. And the way we're doing that is by using AI to enable us to get the exams faster than we currently get them. And we're doing this as a collaborative project with AI research. And one of the things that's very exciting to us is that everything we do in this project is open sourced, which means it's available to everybody for free. So we've made public all of our data as well as all of our neural networks and AI models so that people can use it on their own. And so far, over 12,000 visitors have visited our website from 116 countries to look at what we've done and download some of those images, some of that data, which is really exciting to think that this can get out fast into the general population.
It is very cool because, you know, unfortunately in research, sometimes there's a all mine sort of, you know, protective attitude. And for those of us in science, especially in medicine, we, you know, we're doing what we're doing to share, you know. Can you review with my listeners how MRs work?
Absolutely. So what you do is, what's exciting about MR is that you don't need any radiation. And obviously, we want to use as little radiation as possible to make the diagnosis. And if we can eliminate it entirely, that's great. So we put somebody into a magnetic field, and then we use radio waves to excite protons in the body and use that to enable us to image the body and see abnormalities in the body.
The energy that these protons make get picked up, it's very, very cool. And the MRIs are one of the most difficult for me to read. Thank God, you know, I didn't specialize in radiology, but it's the description or the, you know, the finite amount of things we could see far surpasses what we could do on CT ultrasound. It's fantastic. It's fantastic technology.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The exquisite ability to see soft tissue is what is really remarkable in MR scans. And what we're really excited about is, as you know, there are indications that right now we can't use MR. So if you come in with an acute stroke, you need to be able to image what's going on in the brain before you do some of the intervention and give some of the treatment to dissolve clot. You want to make sure there's no bleeding. Mm-hmm. And right now we use a CT scan. But an MR scan would give us even more information, but it just takes too long. But if we're successful in allowing us to get the MRs faster with the same information, we can replace the CT scans with the MR scan. And that's just one example of how this is going to increase the usage of MR in more conditions.
Exactly. And there's also a max. There's a certain max amount of CTs people can get because of the radiation amount. So when we are looking at not only, you know, acute trauma or, you know, acute strokes or bleeds or ischemic strokes, you know, these fast MRIs could hopefully also be used to, you know, eventually, you know, expand it to cancer settings and things like that when we don't want to subject the person to, you know, multiple doses of radiation.
Exactly correct.
So tell us about Fast MRI and your partnership with Facebook.
Yes, I can comment on that. So at Facebook, we have a research department that may be lesser known compared to the Facebook product teams. And in this team, we focus on pushing the science of artificial intelligence forward by picking on challenging AI problems, which at the same time can have a real-world impact. And for this collaboration, we teamed up with NYU to work on medical imaging because they create interesting, challenging problems for AI because your models need to learn about MRIs and produce results and get every detail right.
We're speaking with Nafisa Yakubova, who works with Facebook AI, as well as Dr. Michael Recht at NYU Langone. You know, Nafisa, I think it's fantastic, this collaboration. How are you developing the AI? I mean, is it, and I know you don't have to give us too many secrets, but artificial intelligence is just, it's an exciting topic. We talk about it a lot on the show. How are you guys, what are you kind of using to help develop that for these?
Yes, there are no secrets. We have already made solutions we have developed online freely available for everyone around the world, so they can use it freely and also develop similar solutions or make something on top of it. But at the essence, we are looking into deep learning. So you have neural networks that learn about MRI machines, learn how images are acquired in the first place, and try to incorporate this domain knowledge into their learning network system and reconstruct images. So it is an artificial intelligence system learning and making results. It's not guessing, but more like learning what it should be, how the knee should look like, and how the brain should look like, and trying to reconstruct images using the information provided.
Wow. How soon do you think these things will be available for doctors and hospitals to be able to use?
Really great question. As you know, this is just the first study. So what we need to do is do more studies with larger studies and in multiple institutions to validate this technology and make sure that what we're seeing is true at other sites. And then it needs to get regulatory approval. We think that this could get out somewhere, between 18 months and 2 years, which seems like a long time. But as you know, in medical research, it's not very
yes.
long at all.
Yep.
And again, what's great about this is it doesn't require any new equipment at all. So you can just put it right in once it gets regulatory approval.
I'm also seeing how this could also be economical. You know, MRIs seem to, be a little bit more costly than other imaging studies. But in terms of the speed at which you get the data and needing less data, I see this being more economical, too, for many medical centers.
I think you're absolutely correct. And as you know, one of the reasons MR is so expensive is that you can only do a limited number each hour, each day. If we're able to significantly increase the number of MRs you can do, then you should be able to decrease the cost of the MR because you can recoup the cost of the equipment much faster. And that is another reason why it can become more available and used more widely for more conditions.
That's fantastic. So, Dr. Rekha Nafisa, what's coming next? Where does this go?
Yeah, so next we are looking into different body parts like brain, abdomen, where you could have even more challenging problems to solve for AI and making MRIs faster, and also working with large manufacturers of MRI machines and giving the solutions to them freely so they can incorporate into their machines. And also, because it's the open scientific research, we're giving away all the tools we developed freely. You can visit fastmri.org to access the code, AI models, data sets, everything, and hopefully more research communities around the world will use and develop for them.
Absolutely, yes, yes. Can you give our listeners one more time, what's the best way to access some of this information or get more information?
Yes, you can visit fastmri.org.
fastmri.org. This is really exciting. I'm just so glad both of you were able to come on. I think that we have just touched the iceberg on some of the things we could do, the tip of the iceberg on so much what we could learn and using AI, and seeing you guys blend this and get as far as you've gone is really tremendous. Thank both of you and your teams. Can't wait to have you back on to discuss this more.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great
Take
day.
Care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump issuing a pardon today to a champion of women's voting rights in America.
I will be signing a full and complete pardon for Susan B. Anthony. She was never pardoned.
The president making the announcement during a White House ceremony this morning celebrating the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment's ratification, which gave women the right to vote, and Anthony had been convicted of illegally voting, and she was fined. Night one of the virtual Democratic National Convention featured addresses from former First Lady Michelle Obama, Senator Bernie Sanders, and others. Now tonight's night two features former President Bill Clinton and Progressive Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as speakers. And Jill Biden, the wife of the nominee, is scheduled to headline the evening. This is USA Radio News. SpaceX has successfully conducted its 100th launch this morning. Around 60 Starlink satellites have been launched into space from Cape Canaveral. The 11th batch of those satellites taken into space to one day beam high-speed internet worldwide from low Earth orbit. The Trump administration's announced it will open up 1.5 million acres of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas drilling. A document signed by Interior Secretary David Bernhardt will open up the entire 1.56 million acre area of the refuge's coastal plain. Commissioner at the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Jason Brune says that state is one of the safest places to extract oil.
When it's done in Alaska, when it's done in the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, it's going to be done in the most environmentally sensitive way possible.
The Natural Resources Defense Council says the oil industry threatens the wildlife and pristine landscape of that area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so clean. Maybe, maybe.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. All right, so I don't know if you guys saw the Democratic Convention. It wasn't streaming everywhere. It was some stations carried it. Some only carried Michelle Obama's part or some of the other parts. And so it was interesting. I didn't watch the whole thing. But, you know, Michelle Obama had some, you know, choice words. She opened and had discussed, you know, Trump's regime being in chaos without empathy. And I think she even put a warning out there, you know, wanting people to be careful of choosing, you know, other candidates. I think she was kind of, signaling Kanye West, because she thinks that, you know, people like Kanye West could probably take away votes, but she didn't really say it that way. So, from what I understand, she gave a great speech, but, you know, insulting Trump led Trump to, you know, basically shout back. He said Michelle Obama was extremely divisive and said that she is in over her head. And while she called him the wrong president, he said that he wouldn't have been elected if it weren't for the job done by her husband. So, yeah, this kind of back and forth. He goes, somebody please explain to Michelle Obama that Donald J. Trump would not be here in the beautiful White House if it weren't for the job done by your husband, Barack Obama. And then he said, Biden was merely an afterthought, a good reason for that very late and unenthusiastic endorsement. Now, I haven't been around and watching every single political election and the rhetoric and the, you know, yellow journalism, you know, for too many elections. I mean, I don't really remember, you know, Ronald Reagan and Mondale fighting like this. I mean, I'm sure everybody did. I'm sure everybody kind of called each other's names. I'm just kind of getting the feeling that things have really stooped to a new level this time around. And I get very, very shocked when I hear what people say. You know, whether it's about our president, whether it's about, you know, a previous president. Kids are watching this. You know, kids, they might not watch TV, but they sure like to stream. And I've kind of remember, I'm a Generation Xer, so I grew up with baby boomer parents, or traditionalists, and where you show respect to your elders, you show respect to, you know, people in power. You're wary, of course, of things that they could do. But, you know, there's a respect issue, and there's a process that goes down. And so when people would be, you know, ridiculing Obama to the degree that they were, it, you know, it still didn't sit right. I thought Obamacare was the biggest, you know, piece of crap legislation ever done. But I'm not going to attack him, per se, okay? I think that there's been a lot of decisions being made and things being, you know, being projected or urged or encouraged by our legislators, and I'll say that's dumb, but I really don't like to go after so much the person, per se. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen some of the latest Joe Biden, Kamala Harris memes out there, or they're not even memes, they're actual campaign banners. There's one that has Joe Biden, and you see a picture of Kamala smiling. But then you see, unfortunately, her face move vertically downward, right, on the letter J, not appropriate by any means, and that's out there. Then you have Joe Biden, and there's Joe where you see him standing, or a figure standing behind another woman, smelling her. And then you have for Kamala Harris, for the A, they have spread legs. And when you see this, and you're like, okay, you know what? They could be our future president, vice president. And when, you know, when kids see that, you know, this is our Trump, you know, naked statues of Trump, or people making fun of Trump and his hair and all that, you know, the youth, we're here, we are, we're all worried about how Generation Z and how millennials and Generation Alpha, you know, is, you know, approaching their work ethic or their, you know, decisions to, you know, make America great or, you know, support America or get a job or, you know, join the military and what's pervading, you know, we're not giving our youth a sense of America strong, Americans being led, you know, the democratic process works, you know, we're strong, you know, we will unify in times of crisis, we will unify, you know, putting your lives on the line for the country is the most admirable thing to do, putting your lives on the line for your communities, you know, and your cities and law enforcement. We're not teaching our kids those ideals. So if you ask the average kid, would you ever want to run for president? Like, no, somebody's going to put a naked statue of me or make fun of my hair or make fun of my legs or, you know, make fun of me sniffing somebody's hair. If you say, you know, do you think you want to go into law enforcement or, you know, crime prevention? Or no, I'm not going to touch that one. Do you want to go into medicine? Oh, hell no. You know, people make fun of doctors. They sue them. They accuse them of playing golf all the time. And they don't give them support when they need to fight COVID. We're not really instilling this sense of, you know what, I want to help make America great, whether you're Democrat or Republican. I want to help improve our country. You know, I want to unify our country. You're not seeing that. We're seeing, I want to divide. I want to be on this side. And I want to make more noise. And I want to bring the other side down. Now, correct me. I mean, have all elections been like this? I mean, I understand that there's always been nasty elections, and you know, I understand that there's always been a it's just like with sports. You know, you're going to have a team, you're going to choose a side, you're going to fight for that team, you're going to campaign for that team, but you still have the majority of Americans go, you know, okay. Look, you know, America's first. America rocks. So, I mean, America, you know, is, you just don't have that team approach for America in general. And the country is divided. The country's always been divided, but I just get the feeling, and correct me if I'm wrong, that this country is divided way worse than it ever has. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And so, you know, you're hearing during the Democratic Convention how crucial this election is, you know, because the Supreme Court justices and people are expecting Ruth Bader Ginsburg to retire, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg won't retire until, you know, we know the, election results. You know, if Donald Trump remains in power, she's going to probably still try to stick it out. If Biden wins, she'll probably retire pretty soon. And the Supreme Court's supposed to be neutral. The Supreme Court doesn't work that way, but, you know, everybody's so panicked about the Supreme Court. Everybody is so panicked about, how are we going to approach, you know, immigration or free college or medical care. And we're all worried about that. We're all concerned about that. But people make it look like one side or the other side is going to just destroy the country. Okay, before it was, all right, yeah, we don't want this idiot in power. We don't want what, you know, maybe that was kind of the approach. But you have people literally thinking that the world is going to end depending on who wins. And that's fostering this anger. That's fostering this heat. I would think for a Democratic convention, you wouldn't just sit there and bash the president. You would, you know, say, look, this is why choosing us works. You know, I mean, because the people who don't like Donald Trump, their minds already met. But the people kind of in between said, oh, yeah, well, you know, she said that Donald Trump's presidency is chaotic. Okay, COVID was chaotic. Maybe his tweets don't follow any sort of formality. But if I was running this Democratic convention, I'd be like, look, guys, people are scared. Spell out exactly how you're going to make this work and quit the name calling. I believe Jill Biden speaks tonight, as well as Bill Clinton and Ocasio-Cortez. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Don't go away.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, it's called E2 technology. It's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you are kind of concerned because your school district has chosen to do online learning. And I'm getting a lot of complaints from parents going, this is ridiculous. My kids aren't going to learn anything. Last spring was a disaster. You might be right. But I'm here to tell you, I think it's a little bit different than what we saw last spring. Okay, and I can only tell you from my personal experience. So this morning, my son started his online learning. And I woke him up, you know, like I used to always do for years to wake him up from school. And he actually got out of bed without giving me any lip. And I was like, oh, whoa, okay, that's good. He woke up about an hour early. He actually took a shower. Now we're talking teenage boys. Don't usually really take showers regularly unless they have to go out or church, temple, whatever. Took a shower. Okay, I'm like, wow, okay. Hey, then I couldn't find him. I'm getting ready for work, and I'm running away, and I'm like, I'm running around going, okay, I got to go. You know, did you eat your fruit? Did you eat fruit? Where is everybody? The older son is still asleep because he hasn't started. He just finished summer session in college, so he's like, you know, sitting there. Okay. So I can't find my kid. I don't know where he is doing online school. And I'm like, okay, wait a second. I want to make sure he didn't, like, little fall asleep in the shower or something like that. And I start hearing the cat, we have this cat, just scratch like crazy on a door. So it looks like he actually found an area of the house where he could do online learning quietly. So, I mean, the kids are already kind of starting to evolve. So you hear the cat scratch, and I see the door open. I go, that's where my son is. Okay, so I run over, and I go, hi, Bug, how you be? He's like, Mom, I got school. And then I look, and there's, like, you know, seven of our animals in the room. Apparently, everybody thought that was really, really exciting. They don't think me doing telehealth at home or me playing Candy Crush on my computer is exciting. But all of a sudden, there is some deep, you know, really cool stuff going on as my son is doing online learning. So class had already started, and, you know, I start to see the cats, and one is on the bed, and one is looking to go maybe pee-pee house, so I start to yell. And I'm like, oh, my God, stop, are you going to go pee-pee house, what the hell? No, and I start yelling, and, yeah, okay, apparently they're still on my school. And so my son basically actually kicks me out, right, and says, Mom, I'm in school. And it just took me a little bit of adjustment. And I go, well, let me peek, let me see. So I peek, right, see the teacher there? Very organized from last spring. Teachers explaining, you see all these other people online, you know, you see all these names and, you know, letters. Apparently, if you don't see their face, you just see the letter. So, you know, you don't have to have the camera on you. So, you know, but they had to wear their uniform. My son goes to Catholic school. So he's in his uniform with posture, cleaned, wet, comb back hair. And he's listening to this teacher. You see all the other students online. And you see him taking notes. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I've taught in classrooms throughout my career, multiple different sort of, I'll come in and speak or all whatever. And the kids usually sit there slumped. Now, mind you, this was 8:05, so we're talking first 5 minutes. But, you know, usually the kids aren't paying attention, they're writing notes, or they're texting. They don't write notes. I used to write notes all the time. Or they're texting, or they're whatever. But, I mean, from what I gather, it kind of worked. Now, I worry about 3 hours in. I mean, are they going to get eye strain? I worry, you know, if the teacher's not calling on them, if the teacher's not telling them to stand up, although I'm sure the boys in the class love the fact that they don't have to stand up and go to the board. But as a girl, I was like, oh, choose me, choose me, choose me. You know, and the guy friends in my class like, yeah, just pick her. She'll let her, you know, she'll do it. Let her go. So I'd run up. I'm like, yay, you know, I get to go up to the board. Why don't you all want to go up to the board? This is fun. Like, leave me alone. But it is a little different. I mean, I know online learning is not ideal. I agree with the American Academy of Pediatrics how kids need to be around other kids. We've talked about social isolation. We've talked about depression. We have no idea how much teen depression or Generation Alpha depression there is right now because kids can't be around other kids, and I don't want us to ever underestimate it. My guess is the number is overwhelming. But in terms of the education aspect, I really have to give a shout-out to a lot of these educators who have, you know, just really, they put a lot of time and effort into it. That being said, I chose online. We had a choice with school because we have an older mom in her 70s. She'll get mad if I say that because, you know, she looks like she's in her 40s. She's really young looking, but she's a little bit up there, you know, because she's my mom. Right? Me, I look like I'm in my 70s, but 70s good. 70s are the new 40. So my mom, for example, we just didn't want to have that. I told you why we picked. We had to commit. You couldn't do online and then in classroom and go back and forth. The school said you either pick one. And then that's what you're going to do for the whole semester. And I'm thinking flu. I'm thinking things are going to get a little worse before they get better. And I'm like, look, I just don't want to put my mom at risk. So I told my kid, look, you know, if you want to hang out with your friends, we'll do it. But the way the schools are set up is the schools are being very, very rigid about, you know, hanging out and having lunch together and smoking in the boys' room. That stuff's not happening. So they're really rigid about it. So, you know, if you're going to be basically sitting in a classroom or at a desk, you know, in a couple different classes and not with your buddies, you might as well meet your buddies after school. So that's why we chose the online. But also, you know, I really don't want people to underestimate how many children are affected. The CDC has said that the number of pediatric cases of coronavirus is rising. Now, they might not be serious. They might not be causing that multi, you know, system inflammatory syndrome. But the rate of COVID cases, they say, are now, they say children, you know, comprising up to 22% of the population. According to the latest data from August 3rd, 7.3% of all reported cases of COVID-19 were among children. So I know people keep arguing with me going, the kids don't get hurt. Let the kids go back to school. See, when I think of school, I don't think of kids. I think of the educators. I think of all the grown-ups. And I think it's because I saw more grown-ups than I did kids. I went to 12 different schools. I wasn't the most popular. So I was pretty much, you know, I was pretty much either in the principal's office or the vice principal's office or talking to my coach because, you know, I caught a fly ball and I should have just, you know, maybe let it go because it was on my own team and, you know, that kind of thing. So to me, when I think of school, I think of all the custodians, I think of the school nurse, I think of all the adults. And so it's one of those things where, you know, I do support the online learning, and I know I'm not popular for that. Well, I wasn't popular in school, so why not continue the legacy? Now, that being said, I believe Chapel Hill, North Carolina, they started going in-person classroom. They've had to do an about-face because they've had multiple students test positive. And you're going to see this. You're going to see students test positive because now we're testing. We're testing them. So, yeah, I'm sure there's tons of people at Walmart or at the grocery store or in the hospital that are positive for COVID. And remember, you can be positive for COVID and still show up positive for a while. So you don't even have to be sick and your test can show up positive. But right now we're still kind of, you know, we're still kind of working with our, you know, blindfolded, and we don't really have a full deck of cards, a full, you know, hand or deck or what. I'm really messing up this analogy. Leave me alone. So I'll figure out what the analogy is. I'm not working with a full deck, not working with full hand. I don't know, whatever. If we're looking at, you know, the 7.3% supposedly of the population with COVID-19, and those were kids that were actually tested, a lot of parents didn't test their kids because kids didn't want things up their nose. We have to assume that there's a very large population of kids having COVID at school right now. Some people say, well, good. Let's start getting herd immunity. Let's start getting the country moving on, living with it. If you can't beat them, join them. Others are like, this is ridiculous. We have older people. We have grandparents at risk. We need to do something to separate the two. So the argument will continue. Unfortunately, I think a lot of schools, based on liability, are going to say, to heck with this. Let's just close it down. So don't be surprised if the kid you just dropped off, right? In his dorm room, you're going to have to bring right back a few weeks. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.